Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode.
So today we want to talk about verification of your hours. Now this can be your employment hours, your HCE, your PCE, maybe your volunteering, and maybe your shadowing. We get asked all the time by students saying, hey, do I need to verify my shadowing hours? How do I verify my PCE hours, etc.? So we're going to talk about when you might need to verify these hours, how that's usually done, and give you some tips and tricks. So when you apply to CASPA, you need to put in the exact number of hours that you've had at certain jobs, certain volunteer opportunities, shadowing, etc. And this is really important to make sure you calculate these hours right. Now, most of the time we do take these on the honor system, right? So integrity is a huge part of being a physician assistant. And a lot of times these hours do not require verification. Now, some schools do require verification of different hours. And typically what they do is they'll have something on their website or something they'll send to you that's a verification form. So whether it's for shadowing or whether it's for PCE hours, they might have a form for you to download and to have your supervisor or whoever was supervising this activity actually sign it, date it, and verify your hours. Now, why do they do this? Well, a lot of times it's because it is a prereq for their program. So some programs do require verification of hours that are prerequisites. So let's say that they require 50 hours of shadowing. They might have you fill out a shadow documentation form that someone signs that says, yes, you've done 50 hours. We've also had some programs reach out to some of our students and say, hey, we need verification of your first 2,000 hours of patient care experience or something like that. Now, this can be a little bit of a pain for you guys to get, especially if some of your experiences were over a year ago or maybe a few years ago. But in reality is that for some schools, this is required and they will not look at your application without it. Another reason some schools ask to verify your stats or your numbers is because they're not sure they're calculated right. So calculating hours on CASPA can sometimes be confusing. So really make sure you figure this out before you push submit. If they see a number that seems unlikely or seems out of character for everything else in your application, then they might ask you to verify this number. So just be ready for that. So again, most programs don't verify every single thing, but you might have to have some verification. So if you end up getting an email from a school that says, hey, I need you to verify these shadowing hours, I need you to verify these PCE hours, then don't stress about it. Some schools send these to all students because it's a requirement of their program to verify these hours. So don't stress about it. Just go ahead and email the person, see if you can get it signed. When it becomes hard is when it was an experience a few years ago. For example, let's say you worked as an MA as a freshman and need to verify those hours. Well, what I really recommend is contact the HR at the hospital or HR at the clinic, because even if they weren't there at that time, they can verify your employment hours, right? If you are paid or employed through them, they can verify that. So HR is always, always a great place to start if you're unsure, because even if they've had a lot of turnover and the physician or the PA you worked with isn't there, or the HR person has changed, they will have access to all those records. So that's typically where we send students the first time if they're unsure where they should go to find this verification because it was so long ago. HR is a great place. Now, it can be a little harder when it comes to volunteering opportunities, because a lot of times volunteer opportunities aren't really documented in that way. So at this point, we recommend reaching out to someone who remembers you being there. So someone you worked directly with, or someone who scheduled volunteers, etc., and see if they're able and willing to sign your documentation. Again, sometimes these people have moved on, so there's nothing wrong with emailing the actual volunteer organization and explaining, hey, I volunteered here 2 years ago. It was under this supervisor for these days. I do need verification of this. Is there anybody there who would verify, or would you be willing to verify this for me since you are now the new president or new supervisor? And a lot of times, again, that they can check with the former supervisor, say, yes, okay, they did, and we'll go ahead and sign this for you. So reaching out to the organizations to see if there's anybody there willing to sign it for you is a great way to get this verified. For shadowing hours, it can be tough sometimes if you've shadowed multiple different people. So again, you might have to send out 3 or 4 of these letters. Let's say you shadowed virtually for 5 hours to this organization, and then you shadowed in person for 15, and then another in person for another 12. You might have to send 3 of these verification forms out, because obviously the first person you shadowed in person is not going to be able to verify everything, right? They're not going to be able to verify the virtual hours. They're not going to be able to verify the fact that you shadowed somewhere else. And so you might have to send out more than one of these forms, and that's totally okay. That doesn't look bad. It just means that you've shadowed in a variety of settings, a variety of providers, and that can be a good and positive thing. It's just sometimes they require verification of a certain number of hours, and you might have to have more than one person sign it if you have shadowed in more than one specialty or setting. So I hope this helps when it comes to verification. To recap, you don't always need to verify things. A lot of schools do take things on the honor system, but there are some schools who have prereqs that they need verified. Your PCE hours, your HCE hours, your shadowing hours, sometimes even your community service or volunteer hours. So it's really important when you are doing these experiences to go ahead and write down your supervisor's name, write down the contact information, write down anything you can think about those days. Be very specific about the time you started, the time you ended. That way, if you have to go back and verify this information and have them sign a sheet, you've got all the information right there at your fingertips. Because I don't know about you, but I can't remember what I was doing this week 2 years ago. So keeping really, really great records is just going to make it so much easier to get everything done and everything you need for CASPA.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.